It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm John Flavin, and for Halloween, I'm going to give you a different slant on an adult horror story. No, it's not X-rated, but it might scare the pants off you. My special guest for this Halloween show is billed as the scariest figure in California, and it's entering the studio now. Hey, wait a minute. You're not a scary creature. You're just a number. 7.75%. Who are you?
Believe me, I am the scariest figure in California, for I am the pension fund investment rate.
Well, you don't look very scary to me.
Well, how about this?
Whoa, whoa, now you're a huge pile of money and you almost fill up the studio.
Yes, $12.4 million. I'm the alleged unfunded pension liability for just the city of Sausalito alone. That's $1,900 per property taxpayer in the city.
Yeah, I have to admit, that's pretty scary.
Oh, I've only just begun to scare you. Take a look.
Well, now you've shrunk down to just 6%. You're smaller, so why should that scare me?
Ooh, don't you know the smaller I get, the scarier I become?
I don't understand. Hey, don't change into dollars again. Whoa, wow, that's a lot more money than last time. The studio's almost chock full. What happened?
I shrank from 7.75% down to 6%. The future pension liabilities don't change. So, the lower the interest rate, the more money is required up front to fund the future pension costs. So, at 6%, the unfunded pension liability has more than doubled to $26 million, or $3,900 per Sausalito property taxpayer.
You are scary. A reduction in the investment rate of just 1.75% and the unfunded liability more than doubles? But I suppose the silver lining to all this is that the pension funds stand behind their 7.75% investment rate.
Oh, the pension funds stand behind their investment rates? Way behind them! The pension obligations are enforceable by law. And if the pension funds come up short, it's the taxpayers who fund the shortfall. The pension funds lost over 25% of their value in 2008, and the property taxpayers will be making up the losses.
Hey, wait a minute. The city's pension payments have been increasing, but not enough to fund those 2008 losses.
Oh, my. You don't know about negative amortization, do you?
No, I don't. What's negative amortization?
It's a political manipulation to push these kind of costs off into the future. Pay less now, pay whopping more later. The pension funds and the politicians are using this negative amortization technique on the 2008 losses.
Now you really are scaring me. But please, at least tell me the pension funds are achieving the 7.75 returns.
Ooh, silly boy. You better buckle up for this one. The city of Sausalito's pension fund, the California Public Employees Retirement System, or CalPERS, has only had a return of 5.4% over the last 10 years, 3.3% over the last 5 years, and 1.3% over the past 3 years.
No, don't turn into dollars.
Oh, I can't breathe. All this money is sucking the air out of the building.
Yes, the unfunded pension liability would be $32 million at the 10-year average of 5.4%, $56 million at the 5-year average of 3.3%, and $89 million at the 3-year average of 1.3%. $89 million equates to $13,300 today for every property taxpayer in Sausalito, just for the city's employees. Oh, okay, okay. You scared me. Please turn back into a number, because it's hard to breathe in here. Oh, okay, back to a percentage. Thanks. Thanks a lot. But at least the city is shifting the firefighter pension liability over to the Southern Marin Fire District. That's good news, isn't it? Buckaroo, time to both buckle up and put on a helmet. The city is ridding itself of the firefighter pension liability, but not the Sausalito property taxpayer. You will still be on the hook. And the investment track record of the Marin County Employees Retirement Association, or MSHERA, is worse than CalPERS. Over the last 10 years, CalPERS averaged 5.4%, but MSHERA, 3.5%. Over the last 5 years, CalPERS, 3.3%, MSHERA, just 2.4%. Sorry, Buckaroo, no relief there. I should have never doubted you. You truly are the scariest figure in California. Don't take this personally, but is there anything? Don't take this personally, but is there anything we can do about you?
Oh, yes. You can demand your politicians and your pension funds start giving you the straight scoop. It'd be scary, but you can't fix a problem unless you address it head on.
But aren't you worried that you won't be scary anymore?
For me not to be scary, politicians will have to be candid and pension funds transparent. What do you think the odds of either of those happening?
No, I'll still be scaredy for a long time. Well, thanks for being on the show, I think.
My pleasure.
I'm off to visit Sacramento, where I can be really scary.
Well, that's my scary show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.